I'm in Los Angeles, California, from the capital of fantasy, from Disneyland in Anaheim, from my our house to your house. Not all Americans want to bomb your house. We want to download your Visa card. We want to be comrades, friends with benefits. We are the revolution. We are the secret selves. We are the world. We are the children of the world. And from our house to your house, I would like to tell you, join us. And also, I would like to introduce you to my wife, Sex. Sex, you have sex. I have sex. You have sex. You speak Arabic. I don't speak Arabic. You speak English. I speak English. You speak Italian. I speak Italian. But here she is. And when let me tell you this. This is very important when you listen to this radio show. When you listen to this show, you turn the lights down low. Here she is, Dr. Susie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, your love doctor, your mother confessor, your ever so slightly twisted little sister, your daughter of the American Revelation, your horny housewife. Your pleasure preacher, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, spankers and wankers, lovers and friends, come, let us play. It's May. May is National Masturbation Month. Did you know that? Yep, it is. Wanker Month. Having been so declared by the godmother of masturbation herself, my mentor and friend, Dr. Betty Dodson, why bother to have a National Masturbation Month here in the Masturbation Nation?
Because it's all about you, Susie Q.
Well, masturbation is all about you, whoever you are. It's true.
All about loving yourself.
All about loving yourself. Sexual solitaire. Although you could play it with somebody else. I mean, there is mutual masturbation.
Also very entertaining.
You know, it's just about hand to pleasure. Pleasure by hand. I guess that's what it is. Pleasure by hand.
Or monkey rocker.
Yeah, you could use the monkey rocker. That would be masturbation. Yeah, I mean, we give a wide, wide definition to masturbation.
Of course.
You know, hand, monkey rocker, vibrator.
Well, vibrator is still by use of hand,
yes.
Technically.
Well, monkey rocker, you got to use your hand, too.
You have to turn it. Yeah.
You're kind of holding it with your hand.
You're kind of holding on,
rocking back and forth, rocking. Monkey rocker. We have to make a bonobo rocker. I'm going to ask the monkey rocker people to make a deluxe model. I just thought of this.
Ooh.
A
brilliant.
Bonobo rocker, you know. Yeah. It's cool. And speaking of bonobos, we would like to congratulate ourselves.
Absolutely. We
here at Bonobo Way. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have passed the 100 member mark.
Right.
Yay.
And you are nobody unless you join.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to vet you. We're going to decide whether...
Come talk to me.
100, we're past 100, which is a very critical number. You know, the Pythagoreans considered 100 as divinely divine because it is the square of the divine decad.
And it is the 100 sheep theory.
And I know it doesn't sound like much, considering MySpace has 100 million.
But it's just the beginning.
Facebook has a gazillion.
This is the beginning.
Well, and
of
you know, we are more about quality than quantity anyway.
Take this cue, you lucky few. If you learn about what Susie Q has to offer, you'll leave nothing left. You need to know what to do!
Okay.
We are getting very, very loud.
I think I have to introduce people so that everyone realizes this is all me talking in these different crazy voices.
Although you'd be incredibly skilled if
there
it was.
There's Sister Terry.
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome back to Radio Suzy One. We are doing a show that we haven't done for I don't know how long, a few weeks.
A few weeks.
Yeah, we've taken a little break.
We're busy.
Sister Terry's got quite the berry. Her afro-mone driving
brother.
Me crazy.
That's okay. Well, we have two brothers here.
Two on two, four-way foreplay makes me feel great every day.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
It's Brother Michael. This is Brother Dave at the engineer controls here.
Excuse me, hello.
Laying out thick every day, every way. He doesn't need a fake wick because he's got it made every day with the Super Suzy K.
Okay, I have a poem actually tonight.
Okay.
A poem?
Yes,
yeah,
I do. I have, but it's a serious poem. So first, we should talk. Yeah, we should talk about fun things. So one of the fun things is Bonobo Way is really growing, and you should join. But the only problem is it's by invitation only. So it's not so easy to join. But actually, right now it's kind of easy.
It's easier
because all you do is you go to the site bonoboway.com and you request an invitation.
Right, and
it's
then
there
you join
on the site. Now, if you can't figure out how to request an invitation, we don't want you.
Right.
Yeah, if it's really that difficult for you, maybe, you know, you need to reassess your internet skills
but
and try
then,
again later.
Then, yeah.
Way to go, Terry.
Then
take the internet, Terry.
You can
Terry
do it. It's a test
straight.
You have to pass. You have to see if you can climb the tree.
Yeah.
See if you can get to our coconuts.
Yeah.
They are some lovely, lovely coconuts.
You can grab our banana. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to see if you can, you know, our bananas are kind of high in the
it's
sky.
It's not for the idiots. I mean,
yeah, not for the idiots.
Keep going, sir.
It is
I
a
have
very,
to say,
very
true.
Special, unique blending type of
blend.
Community.
A blend.
That
like
augments
tea.
The art of cross-pollination throughout
yes,
our
herbal,
nation.
In nature. You know, it is. It's very, it's nature. It's natural. It's bonobos. It's the rainforest. It's, you know, it's your future. It's the future of the world. So may your bananas and coconuts be fruitful and multiply.
And be
And
potent.
Join Bonobo Way. If you can. And
you really
we will,
want to.
We will, you know, be happy for you to join us in our paradise in the trees. So we're back and whoa. Coffin, baby.
I take the internet very seriously.
Okay. Well, are you talking amongst yourselves?
Absolutely not. That would
inside
be rude.
That is
life.
That would be unacceptable. Michael, Brother Michael? You've got something to say?
I was extolling the virtues of Sister Terry, how quick she was on the internet, and I have to say,
extol
as a power user, I had to give
into
her
the microphone.
Yes,
I had
please,
to give
please.
Her something that was one-on-one communication that I'm glad to share with the universe here, but I want to let her know first off, her first thought of mine, that she was so adept at moving these windows. I haven't seen that in a long time, and I had to let her know personally, I hope you appreciate that.
I absolutely do.
Well, thank you, Terry, and I know Suzy Q and David will too, more importantly, both of them. But I want to let you know that I am appreciative of your power user sensory skills. I haven't seen this in a while. And not really about 7 centimeters. She
well,
is
know,
so good
people,
and so adept that I feel very comfortable with her and her doors.
Good.
I really feel enchanted about finding the inner essence of this beautiful woman sitting to my leftist, being a lefty
personal.
Handy. It's starting to, you know, sport a little, you know. Well,
is
I don't have
your,
to tell you.
Your neighbor. Your bonobo neighbor.
Bonobo neighbor.
In my room in
Consula.
The back there next to your
and I have to say, I liked her low cavalier, her dark room. Even she wasn't there, I could feel her presence. And now it's coming off in droves. So I give it up to
give it up.
Sister.
Give it up.
Sister Terry.
Sister
an appreciation
Terry
by Brother Michael.
Why, thank you.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a shared experience in history that I find out that could be very interesting. And I look forward to embellishing her craft.
What, are you talking about just liking Jim Morrison?
No, I'm talking about liking Terry.
Like Jim Morrison.
Well, you know,
No. I'm talking about.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I didn't bring up his name once. I'm talking about just Sister Terry, which
his
her spirit lives.
Like with a capital H.
His spirit lives quietly.
With
a capital H. Well, no. His spirit lives very strong, and that's why you picked up on that.
No, I know. I'm
too,
also
so
a
she's
Jim worshiper.
Strong.
I admit it. I am. I'm one
Jim,
of you.
Gym worshippers, you can see. We can feel it in each other.
It's kind of sick in a way.
It is sick.
It is sick because he was a sick man, but you know,
he was very healthy. He was healthy in mind, wow. And
he saw things in a way we never
he
can.
He was a visionary. He was a prophet.
Such a visionary.
He was a visionary and a prophet, and they're all sick men. They
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
all live long.
15
they
years
burn
old.
Out,
you
and
know.
They always take a lot of drugs, those visionaries.
Look, being my middle name being Morris, after all, and an Irishman who we have federal bloodlines together. Look, the bottom line is I've been to Paris, and I'm not a worshiper. I'm an extender.
Yes.
And I need to expound on what he did. Not
Jim.
Not just perpetuate.
Saint
expound
Jim.
Is the right word that he...
Saint Jim.
Saint Jim.
Well,
Saint James. James Douglas Morrison, by the way.
It's about
right.
going
James
to
Douglas
next.
Morrison.
But we have to be... Now, at this stage of the game, what he was going at, we have to be more people of responsibility and being one of such that I did do this.
No. Like him, like Baudelaire, like poets.
Yeah,
know?
I'm
yes.
giving you the
there
end
are,
game.
People like him are, you see, humanity, we're not all supposed to be the same.
No,
and that's what Jim was about. And you know what?
To use him as a role model for me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think I'm a little...
Well, being very close to his DNA, I'll tell you one thing. It's guys like me and the next generation who are at least alive.
Yes. Role model, no. Inspiration, yes.
Who is
the... Inspiration. It's the
words are the inspiration.
Let's get to the chase, all you listeners.
Let's break on through to the other side.
No. When I went to Santa Cruz, Yale, whatever, I was the wild child he was talking about. And, you know, being a Morris, my middle name... Morrison.
We have to have a
gym
profile on.
I'm on it.
Of some time.
No,
I'm
Jim,
on it.
If you really go to the internet game, it's poetry. And
I
a real
do
student.
This now, actually.
And Terry, Terry's a real student. I've already seen that before I met her because I saw it with
you
my
have
own
to
eyes.
You have to slow down and shut up, Michael. Okay?
Ooh.
Right now.
I like that. No.
Well, really, you've been talking a mile a minute, which...
It's a stream
you know,
of consciousness.
It's one of your skills and talents. It's
yeah,
good, but we got to slow it down, okay?
And you know what? You're absolutely correct.
Right. This is a show about sex.
The sex.
Love, life, and death. All those subjects, but sex is what permeates the show.
And
it gives it that sexual, slow vibe.
It does.
That erotic feeling, even when we're talking about death, which I'm going to talk about in a minute.
Right. Well,
if you're going to talk about Jim Morrison, you have to talk about
Yeah, that's true. We already were kind of circling around the subject of death.
And on that note, I have to tell you, Susie Q, Terry revved me up that I wanted to play live, so I apologize to our audience.
Yeah.
And certainly my closest members and my sisters, brothers, who I have enduring love for, and someone I'm very enamored by to my left. Being a true leftist, left-handed, like Mr. Well. But I tell you, Susie Q, Jim was dead on, and I wanted to say one thing.
Jim
the
was
Morrison,
dead on. He was. Died young.
It was a die young, but...
And talked about death.
But he talked about
life.
Death.
He was obsessed with death.
He knew he was going to die.
My only friend.
Yeah.
He kind of wanted to go there.
And some
people do want to go there, you know, it's true. But on the other hand, some people are hounded there.
All I was willing to do is reach out to one unique point that hasn't been mentioned, and I didn't mean to talk speak fast, which, of course, that was just mild, Terry, just so you know.
No, I was just trying to, see if I could control you like a little robot.
And you always can, because you have me.
Like remote control.
No.
Susie
Q, you always have me.
Okay, good.
But Jim reached out. No.
We've talked enough about Jim.
One last second.
Because we're going to talk about Jim for the rest of our lives.
No, this is the last point.
We'd better.
He wanted the next generation being a wild child to do where he wasn't willing to take responsibility. And that was to bequeath value in the next sons, the next generation. He couldn't handle that. And so we took that on in a way that is beautiful, and I hope we can extend that with our next generation 26, because he saw the complex of that didn't happen in his beautiful poetry that was most perfect of his age, without a doubt. And so we're trying to live
word
that.
Perfect to describe Jim Morrison.
I used his word there. That was his
flawed.
Word. His whole goal was to make the music the most perfect he could.
He's
that was his word.
Flawed, I
perfect.
Think.
Perfectly
wow.
flawed, and
perfectly
that was his
flawed.
Perfection.
I think part of the, when you really go after perfection, you're inevitably flawed.
Sorry.
But
if you don't, you are.
Anyway, we love you, Jim, but we're going to switch...
The switch subjects.
Subjects. Okay. Can we turn that music a little down?
No, that's all right.
No.
Sorry.
You like to hear it?
Yeah.
It's so loud.
It's in the background. It's the background.
But
don't worry about it.
It's loud in my ears.
Let's talk about the DC Madam.
Well, we're going to talk about the DC Madam. The DC Madam. Okay,
just
but
give
I mean,
credit to all that to Terry, her
right
room.
With the,
that's all that caused that tonight.
No, that's not Terry. That's up there.
The essence of Jim.
Yeah.
We need
she,
to have a way to communicate with up there, you know.
They're having dinner.
I know, but I want to have the music down a little bit. It's really interfering. Can I get it turned down? It's very loud.
Doubt it.
You want me to turn down?
Yeah, just ask him to turn it down a little. Okay, thank you, Michael. Brother Michael. That's very good of you. Just you don't have to turn it off. Just down, baby. Down. And before we launch into our discussion of the DC Madam and her death.
And her murder.
I just want to say that you're listening to Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, Weapons of Mass Discussion. And if you're listening to us live on drsusanblock.com, you can call us toll-free in North America at 1-866-289-7068. That's 1-866-289-7068. And if you're anywhere else in the world, you can call our regular number, 213-749-1330. You can always find us there, 213-749-1330. And if you're in Skype, you can just put yourself into the waiting room, and I will put you into the talking area. We are back on Radio Susie 1. We've been gone for a little while. Thank you so much for turning the music down a bit, because I want to get intimate with you. And I feel more intimate this way. So I think I have some guests on the line. I have some interesting people. So we're going to put off the poem and the discussion of the DC Madam and her death. And we're going to talk to some very interesting Tantra teachers and authors. Mark and Patricia are on the line. Mark and Patricia, Mark Michaels and Patricia Johnson are the co-authors of The Essence of Tantric Sexuality, a Llewellyn book with a lot of L's, lots of L's. And are they on the line?
They're on the line.
Hello, Mark, Patricia?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, you're both there. I'm so glad. So, how are you guys doing?
Well, it's 2 a.m. here in New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, well, 2 a.m. is like a really kind of mystical time, isn't it? Isn't it a good time for Tantra?
Yeah. Well, we think any time is good for Tantra. So.
Yeah, I guess you do. Any time is good for Tantra. And you've written quite a few books about Tantra. You're a Tantra team, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Opening up a guide to creating and sustaining open relationships, Tantra for erotic empowerment. Tell us your
opening up is Tristan.
Tell us your philosophy of Tantra.
The philosophy of it. Our philosophy of it.
Yeah, because, you know, we talk to different Tantra teachers and writers and practitioners here. Barbara Corellis was on the show. Do you know her? Wrote Urban Tantra.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we...
The Raelians.
The Raelians also are into Tantra. They were on here. I don't know if you're familiar with Rael, and he's got a little bit of the intergalactic Tantra going on. No, it's... I mean, so what I'm saying is there's... And you know what? I was a student years ago of Trungpa Chung Yugm Rinpoche at Naropa Institute. And so that's where I originally learned Tantra myself. So, you know, that's why I say, what is Tantra according to Mark and Patricia? It's like the gospel of Tantra according to you guys. What is it? Tell us.
Well, our
sort of soundbite definition is that Tantra is an ancient Indian tradition that recognizes sexual energy as a source of personal and spiritual empowerment.
Now, our training comes out of India, actually, so it's Hindu-based as well.
Hindu-based, right. Okay, because Chogyam, his was kind of Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist-based.
Oh, yeah, very definitely.
Yeah.
And that's probably the most active, Tibetan Buddhism is probably the most active tantric tradition in the world today.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you could say I don't think the Dalai Lama does Tantra.
Whoa.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Does he?
It's not sexual Tantra, but yeah.
He does a form of Tantra, the yellow hat, as opposed to the red hat, is that it?
No, I'm fine.
But you do Hindu Tantra.
Right, so
and
I'm not sure what, you know, the Buddhist traditions are, but what he does is what we would call right hand Tantra.
Uh-huh. And what would you call what Barbara does, Barbara Corellis, the urban Tantra girl?
Barbara is a neo-Tantra practitioner.
Neo-Tantra.
And, her training originates from Rajneesh Osho. So
wow.
That's the neo-Tantric branch.
Gotcha. Okay. And did you learn about it together, or did one of you teach the other?
We both had studied independently of each other, but when we first met and then we started jointly studying, we went and searched out a teacher that had a traditional background.
Like you perverts, right? You're just fucking perverts, right?
So there's in traditional times, this concept of lineage is very important. This passage of teaching from teacher on to student. And so we found a teacher who's Western, his name is John Mumford. Also known as Swami Ananda Kishore Saraswati, who really was one of the most influential teachers of Tantra back in the 70s. And he's living in Australia now, and we started studying with him initially online.
So what do you love about Tantra? What does it do for you?
I found that we began with a kernel of working with our sexuality and our sexual lives together, but ultimately that just permeates your entire way of being in the world, and that is what I find the most fascinating aspect of it.
You find, do you find fascinating? That beyond your sexuality?
Yeah.
But let's talk about sex, because this is a show about sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got
or are you saying that you're so sort of far beyond sex, you don't even want to focus on that?
No.
My audience was getting restless.
We don't want to have to do that.
We're so focused on sexuality that virtually every moment in life becomes a sexual experience.
Oh, one of those. Every moment is a sexual experience. That's pretty cool.
Okay. How do you manage to make every moment of, you know, mundane, sometimes boring life into a sexual moment?
As a male, wet pussies.
Well,
thank you, David. Good to know. I'll write that down.
wait. We can't hear when you guys are... Okay. Go ahead. And speak up a little more. Mark.
Okay. As I said earlier, there's a concept in Tantra that sexual energy exists within us, and it's the life force. It's what makes everything possible. And so the more that we can tap into that and be aware of it in our bodies moment to moment, and of course it's not, you know...
Well, I always call sex, the great motivator. it's what motivates us. I mean, sex, you know, there's to some degree... survival motivates us, you know, but if you can take care of that, then it's sex right after that.
I agree. Yeah.
It motivates us to do everything from create poetry to, you know, build buildings, you know, do crazy things. Everything is somehow motivated by sex.
But it needs to be called upon sparingly with timing.
I'm aware of that, but if you're a tantric practitioner, that's you are, and you live that every day and every moment, as Patricia was saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I kind of, I don't know if I'm a tantric practitioner, but I kind of feel that way.
What about the greatness that's built up by the penitamana, the energy that comes through in breakthroughs like Heisenberg's photons?
I did want to clarify
through.
For your audience that
yeah.
the book Opening Up that you mentioned.
Yes.
we didn't write that. That's by Tristan Taramino.
Oh, okay.
And she wrote the foreword to our current book, which is called Tantra for Erotic Empowerment. And so that's where...
Oh, okay. Oh, I was looking at your little note here, and that was a me being stupid. Yeah, I just saw those two titles, but it's true. It does say that this is Tristan Tamarino's book, but it's a kind of convoluted sentence. And yours is Tantra for Erotic Empowerment. And you'll be screening a clip from her newest film, Chemistry 4, in which you appear as guest teachers to the porn stars. So you taught Tantra to porn stars?
Yes.
Well, which ones? Tell us about that.
Well, that's worthy. Let's
yeah. Penny Flame.
Evan Stone.
Okay.
Cinnamon Love.
Cinnamon Love. We know Cinnamon Love. She's been on here.
Yeah, she's great.
Oh,
yeah.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she is very... very nice person and a beautiful body and a very sexual. I mean, she's very at home to just sit right down here on. Actually, we did a masturbation month show last year with Cinnamon Love. Do you remember that show?
I was there.
You were there. I think that was your first show. It was my second show. And Cinnamon Love just plopped right down with her little pocket rocket that I gave her, and she just, you know, jilled herself into an orgasm with her legs spread open and her boobies pulled out. And
that was the show with me and Alex and the
she
clown.
She started off
clown
Masturbation Month show. Our Jack and Jill off Jamboree.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's cool.
Jack and Jill. Yeah, I remember that.
Jack and Jill. So, anyway, yeah, we love Cinnamon. So who else? Anybody else?
And one more.
Tyler, and I'm drawing a blank at the moment.
Tyler.
Sorry, Tyler.
Yeah.
Something Tyler. Well, a lot of them are named Tyler. That's a kind of a popular porn name. Right. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because in a way Tantra is the opposite of porn. Because Tantra is all about how you feel inside, and porn is all about how it looks on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Tantra has dirty pictures, too.
Well, yeah.
It does.
Porn can feel good. Yeah.
You put the penis in the thing here.
Yeah, I know, but they're kind of sort of
you know
opposite.
What? I got to tell you something. Porn sometimes has more sustainable
consequences. Okay, everyone's talking at the
one
same
at a time.
Time.
Go
Can
ahead.
Can I be the teacher, please?
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Patricia,
apologize.
What were you saying? Patricia.
That what they contend with in their work situation really forces them to be incredibly present and focused. And it was very interesting to us to realize what the challenges are in that industry, and to see that a lot of what they're thinking about is energy, is about connection. You know, kind of the popular image of this is that it's all totally impersonal and stuff. And interestingly enough, some of the guys were saying, well, how do I work with someone if she won't connect with me in a scene?
Right.
Like, they
helping
really
connect.
Like to feel connected.
Of course. Why wouldn't
way.
That make it easier? Yes, absolutely.
Mm,
and
like
in a way, it makes total sense that you would be teaching them. But it is, you know, people think of porn as being kind of superficial for the camera. But certainly it's better if it's real between the lovers.
I think it's very deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
you,
it much,
you,
much
you put
more
your penis and you sink it into
and
the oil
also
well.
In the classical tantric tradition, there's this whole thing about not being bound by the rules of society.
Mm. I mean, it's
a long thing to get into. But we sort of feel that for us, you know, working in porn and not being bound by what society thinks tantra ought to be.
Yeah.
And so teaching this class.
And you know what?
Breaking of a lot of what.
And you know what? I think it's like. Hang on. I think it's kind of like teaching method acting to the Hollywood stars. It's kind of like, you know, when Stanislavski and those guys came in to teach, you know, how to feel the part.
And we ought to all cut it down to.
Well, we hope so. That's
isn't that a good metaphor for what you're doing?
And I think we ought to eliminate the word porn and call it sex.
Yeah.
Because porn is nothing but a sex act with a camera.
Corn. It rhymes with corn.
It does.
It rhymes with corn. It always makes me feel like somebody's eating it, like porn, like it's like
well,
corn.
Because
like
we
popcorn.
Like popcorn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because
I'm having some porn.
Because all of us have been put behind a wall, the ghetto of porn.
Yeah. I want to
it's not
it.
About porn.
What about erotica?
It's about
How about
sex.
The word erotica?
I like
erotica.
Erotica.
How about sex?
That.
erotica.
Well, sex is not necessarily... Sex can be private. See, the thing about porn is that it's for other people to look at.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
the
a
definition.
Show. It is
so
a show version.
So sex is a bigger word. Sex has to be bigger than that. It's a show version. So erotica is what we like.
Yeah.
So you guys should join our site, Bonobo Way.
Go
our
to
community.
Bonobo Way.
Will you join?
Bonoboway.com.
Bonoboway.com, absolutely.
Go there now.
Hang up your shingle, you know.
Hang up your life.
And it's a, you know about the bonobos, right?
It's yours if you
guys
know.
Oh, yeah.
And the bonobos kind of do tantra very naturally. I mean, when they have sex, they almost always, not always, but they often look deep into each other's eyes, and they look like tantric sex practitioners.
Yes.
They do.
Wow, I didn't know that part of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They are so into each other sometimes. They have, like, no inhibitions. I mean, sometimes they have sex the opposite way, like they'll be very distracted. They have a lot of sex. They have a lot of different kinds. Really, at least as many different kinds as humans do.
Yeah.
And they have hair.
I
you
just
know,
remember.
To play with. A lot of hair.
Well, I don't have any hair.
And they're so much better at yoga. You know, they got those limbs that sort of
yeah.
go all around, and they can use their feet like hands. And I mean, they're incredible.
Just remember, the added humor leaves to the firmer. That's an extra quiver.
Thank you, Michael. Brother Michael. Okay. And Brother Michael
is...
I don't
quite know what these guys in the studio are saying. We just hear sort of a low buzz of chatter.
Yeah
that's, fine,
chattering.
That's fine.
That's generally
like,
what it is.
No. Humor adds salive to the fervor that leads to the extra quiver that allows you to have the quintessential knowledge that will take her further, brother.
Did you hear it that time?
No.
Okay.
You're missing out.
Okay, but our audience has heard you, Brother Michael.
Okay. I was just trying to facilitate. I'm
sorry. They're on the phone. You know, there's two of them, and it's like we have a lot of mic. This is very low-tech radio.
But only the best for you, Susie Q.
And
you know
I
love you.
We try to do our best. It's true, and I know you're always doing your best, but sometimes technology is, you know. I mean, it's a miracle that we can do this.
Humor.
Keep them up all night in New York.
It was a five-prong approach.
Yes.
Humor lives the fervor. The lives of that quiver.
Okay, enough.
It gives her to feather the squirm
Everyone
a little further.
Gets it.
And I just created that. I'm sorry. And I'm done.
Yeah. No, you're just...
And that's Haitian rum.
Breathe. Breathe. Brother Michael, breathe. Breathe.
Relax, darling.
Oh, I'm in fully relaxed mode,
breathe.
But I got to tell you, David, with the Haitian rum, that was the quintessential. I just wanted to make sure it was on
rum.
Tape. I apologize.
The thing rum can do to you.
Really
are you a pirate?
Relax.
No, I'm not a pirate.
And let's just give a little actual plug for the rum, since they are one of our favorite rums.
Yes.
That's Rum Barbancourt.
It certainly fueled that comment.
It
is the best.
Something special.
Forget that Bacardi,
$21 baby. A bottle.
Rum Barbancourt.
Just add some more. It's
and
so good.
I am drinking, although not so exuberantly, I am drinking Agavero tequila liqueur, which is our aphrodisiac liqueur.
Could I have a little swig of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you want
to... Well, I ate a Xanax, so maybe I shouldn't have a bunch.
No. This is for Sweet Terry, who's just been phenomenal. I've never seen somebody with such adroit ability on the keys.
That's why she hired me.
It's
Thank
Saturday
you
night.
Good choice, as usual.
Easy, speakeasy.
As
so,
Jewish.
Mark and Patricia, you're in New York. Why don't
hey, let's all toast
one?
Terry
quiet,
here.
Quiet. We have guests on the line.
We don't need
We're
going to
gonna toast Terry in another minute, okay? We have guests on the line. These are our guests, you guys. I feel like you're my kids.
I'm sorry. I really want to hear about tantric sex.
Really? Why don't you ask a question and then you'll be more engaged?
I want to know some of the... You hear a lot of things about tantric sex, and I'm not sure what is, you know, fact and
what
fiction.
What are some of the myths?
Multiple
orgasm? The biggest one that, you know, is the one that Sting perpetrated, which is that, you know, that he makes less than 7 hours and that somehow tantric sex has to go on and on like that. And it's fine if it does.
But you don't have to have sex.
Well, that's very nice to hear from
some
tantrics.
Even if it can be a tantric experience once you employ some of the just shift in attitude and some of the techniques.
See, what
does Sting really last 7 hours, though?
I mean, I don't know a lot about that. I really want to ask some questions. How do you? What kind of a state of mind is it that you put yourself in when if you're going to start, you know, practice tantric sex? What are some mental, you know, exercises almost?
Well, as you mentioned before about the bonobos, eye-gazing is one of the beginning places. So you come into it with a much more conscious and focused attitude. And, you know, most people still, I think, it's kind of turn off the lights, don't really look at each other, and whatever.
Sometimes people become very focused on themselves. And when you focus on your partner's pleasure and make that sort of a, you know, the whole sexual experience a collaboration and a co-creation, any sexual experience is transformed.
But it's masturbation month, so let's talk about focusing on our own pleasure. Let's not talk about focusing.
Can you, can you employ some of those techniques?
Don't you employ to masturbation?
Most certainly, yes.
Because,
if you employ the principles of bringing awareness, and really use each time you masturbate as a way to explore and experiment with your body and discover new sensations and altered states of consciousness.
The biggest thing about Tantra, the most important thing about Tantra, the most sexual thing about Tantra is breathing. Is breath.
Without a doubt. Learning
to breathe with a partner or by yourself,
uh-huh.
to make your breath just ride you into different orgasmic territories, and to also learn to breathe with a partner so that you fall in love with that person. I mean, that's to me what Tantra taught me, and what I did to save my own fucking life when I was dying. I was waiting for the paramedics.
No, you ain't gonna die. You're too strong.
I almost died.
Yeah, close,
I didn't
but
die.
You're too
I came
tough.
Back, but I was in incredible pain. I was out of my mind, and I had a septic shock, and it was a virus that had crawled into me, a kind of strep.
Almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, and as I was, you know. The first thing I had to do was evaluate the situation, and of course I was holding my breath because I was in so much pain. And when I evaluated that, I felt like I needed to have somebody call the paramedics. I thought, okay, now I just have to wait. I don't have to think anymore. So what should I do? I should breathe like the tantrics taught me to breathe.
Indeed.
And I just did that for a little while, and then the ambulance was right there. And once the ambulance was there, I let the morphine take over. but let me just say that Tantra helped me for a couple minutes. I think
the most important.
And then the beauty of morphine was there.
Oh yeah. Fuck it all.
Well, the Tantra also gives you inner strength, not only during the crucial
Definitely
survival
inner
minutes.
Strength, the breath. I am alive. I am breathing. Breath. It's like, yeah. That's the difference. That's the big difference.
That's the big difference of the survival minutes where Susie bucked the odds.
And so often when you're afraid, you hold your breath. And you do that in sex.
Yeah.
You hold your breath all the fucking time.
So you miss out on the immaculate...
conception.
No, orgasmic.
It's the best advice I give to anyone and to myself when you kind of, you know, when you have those feelings like the world's just crashing down, and you have them, you just got to remember to breathe.
So,
to breathe.
That's my school of Tantra. Breath.
Breath
is it. Breath is it. And that is something you can do in sex or not. It's something if you're not doing it, hey, you're in big trouble.
It's really how you do it. It's not just whether you do it or you don't.
Well, it's also...
Yeah, it's how you do it. There's different ways to do it.
It allows you to...
Give us a breathing exercise. Give us something to do with breath.
Well, one of our favorite
and no heavy breathing.
To give people is for them to first... For the first step is to notice how you breathe at the point of orgasm. Just know what you do. Are you panting? Do you take a deep inhalation? Do you hold your breath?
But what's something we could do now? What's something we could do right now?
Focus our breathing right now for us.
Let's all breathe in the same way. Tell us what to do.
Listeners,
we're all going to do this. Not just the people in the studio, but all the listeners too.
Yeah, everybody together.
Listeners, you hear that?
Synchronize.
Brothers and sisters.
Ready?
One.
Go.
And I want you to bring your attention to your pelvic floor.
I'm holding it in my hand.
So if you're sitting, just and you've not done this before, just focus on the pressure of the chair or whatever you're sitting on.
Should I breathe in or out?
Your pelvic floor. And keep your eyes closed. And just take a deep inhalation, imagining that your inhalation begins at the very, very pelvic floor.
Through my nose?
Through your nose.
Through my nose.
Inhale deeply.
And?
Breathe all the way from the face.
Can I let it
all
go?
All the way up to the top of your body. So your breath, your inhale.
I want to come. I want to come. I want to come. I want to come.
And
I want to come.
Exhale slowly.
Through the mouth?
No, through the nose. Mm.
Through the nose also? Exhale through the nose?
This is just all through the nose.
Wait a minute.
And
I got a nose problem.
Inhalation, again, breathing all the way.
That old deviates up to me.
Right.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Well, I think we had some nice breathing going there. Some heavy breathing.
I feel incredible.
Yeah, and I feel my pelvic floor, totally. I am totally feeling my floor here.
Mm. Yep.
You feeling your floor, Brother Michael?
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are tapping into the secret of endurance. Something I've known for a while, but I'm glad our friend on the phone is getting into it, because you're getting to the kernel of it, brother.
Marathon.
What's that?
This is the marathon.
Oh, yeah, we did the Rome Marathon a couple weeks ago, and I got to tell you, with no training, it's all about the breathing. So you've hit the nail on the head in many ways, my stead.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Mark, Sister Patricia.
Right.
The book is Tantra for Erotic Empowerment. They're on MySpace, you know.
And if you miss the show, you can go to the archives and listen to it forever and ever till we die.
Is there a website for this, Tantric Master we can always go to?
Yeah, our website is www.tantrapm, that's T-A-N-T-R-A, P as in Patricia, M as in Mark, .com.
How long have you two been together?
Over 9 years.
9 years.
And how long have you been, into practicing tantric sex together?
Over 9 years.
Yeah.
Over 9 years. Okay. Well, I didn't know if it was something that brought you together, or that you discovered together, or,
That's a good confirmation there.
Let me just say I'm not a big tantric fan. I'm a big sex fan.
Let me ask you something that I failed to ask after
opinion.
She stole the virtues
of... We got together to practice. And
we practiced Tantra together, and it was...
And you fell in love?
We fell in love, and...
Really?
And here we are.
Yeah.
You got together like you were going to practice Tantra as kind of like disinterested parties? I mean, was it a date? Were you thinking I could, this could be a... A relationship, or were you practicing like people practice yoga together, like work out together?
Yeah.
You were doing it like a workout.
That's
ooh, that's
beautiful.
Hey, my best relationships came from workouts. That's a good sign, because you have the grounding
to
begin with.
There was none of the BS that came along with dating.
In my life,
precisely, brother.
You got to the sex right away. Yeah. That's fun.
We knew it was going to work.
Are you going to write a book about your lives one day?
Probably.
Oh, actually.
Yeah, I hope you do. I hope you guys do. I will read it.
Could I also say something? I know I'm a lowly engineer, but my penis decided that she had the most beautiful cunt in the world. And it was wet and it was beautiful. And she nibbled on my ear and she whispered and she said, I love you. And that, to me, is tantric sex.
Yeah!
Tell it.
Yeah, I mean, can you top that? That was the best thing I've heard all week.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Sir David, you deserve the title. You're the man. My hero.
I'm just an engineer, I guess.
No. The lowly engineer, that was all time.
Cross-legged position. It's not all about sitting cross-legged.
And I must say, the veracity of that comment, I have to second, because she is the sexiest girl on the planet. Bar maybe ONS, but that's debatable, too.
Susie
Q.
Oh, Susie Q. You enamor me and everyone.
I love you.
All my little friends in my age group. I show them my pictures of my boss. I'm like, wow,
blush.
Wow, she's blush. She's something else. Like, yeah, she is. That's right, she is.
You
All over the world.
All over the world. Hey, all over.
Sir David, you rock.
That was the best line. God, that was good.
Cheers.
All right, we love each other. We love ourselves here. Can you tell? Is that a contradiction?
Well, because love is the most powerful force in existence.
Unequivocally.
The most powerful force in existence.
Very
well said. So, Mr. Tantra out there, do you think that leads to a greater sense of, endurance, certain powers that you can tap into at any time and leave that unequivocal bliss that will last you day and night to the morning light?
I always heard the very beginning of that.
Yeah? You heard what?
Okay, he wanted to know if this is something, if tantric sex is something you can tap into at other times in life, and absolutely, that's
and
what I was saying.
It leads to greater endurance, because I tried that.
When I was struck by a virus, I tapped into tantric sex. Certainly when you're running a marathon or doing any kind of exercise, it's like yoga.
Yeah, that was Patricia's point at the beginning, that it's really not just about, sexual activity, it's about an approach to living your life.
Yes.
That's all encompassing, and you bring that.
That was their original point, and then we said we weren't interested in anything but sex.
Well, and just on a more general level, do you see a paradigm shift in society that people are stressed to more marathon level existence and stresses every day, that tantra sex could lead them to a more, not only more efficient way of reaching or handling those demands, but also having a better life afterwards? Do you think that's the case? Do you see some point of inflection where we're going to see more of a paradigm shift for people if they get tapped into that energy and some of the understanding that you obviously know? You think that would be something we could do on a
scale?
Okay,
I don't know if they can hear you, though.
No, we can't.
They can't hear you.
I am really sad.
But you know what? We got to let them go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hear myself fine. It's just a technical issue. My apologies.
It's a little bit of a technical issue there. So, but we're moving on through the show, Brother Michael. But you made a point about the paradigm shifts, which was out there in the airwaves. And so, thank you, guys. Please join Bonobo Way. And stay in touch.
Are we just wrapping up the entire show?
No.
I didn't think so.
We're just saying goodbye to them.
Everybody's just kind of wandered off in their stations. And I'm like, what's happening right now?
We're just kind of doing a little break. I'm going to do a little station identification here.
Okay. All right.
We also have I don't know if these people are still on the line.
Yeah, we're here. No, we're just about to say goodbye.
Okay. Well, goodbye. No, I'm talking about other people that are waiting on the line. But my engineer has disappeared.
No, I'm right here.
No, he's right there. Okay. So we're going to say goodbye. Parting is such sweet sorrow that we do it in a really.
I might hit you guys up on my MySpace because I have a lot of questions.
You can friend them through.
I'm going
to
friend through Dr.
Join.
Stacey's.
That's Sister
Jerry. MySpace.
Okay.
He's a fascist right wing.
Would you mind?
No. Sister Terry, as part of your job.
I'm sorry. Wait, I already know where you're going with this.
They have to join Bonobo Way and
speak to you about this. Could you please join Bonobo Way so that I may ask you these questions and learn more from your tantric experiences?
And so that we
can send them an invitation.
No.
I will invite you guys personally.
Yeah, and let's go a little further here.
Thank you.
Let's go a little further here. Do not support right-wing conspiracies.
Right, thanks again for having
of course, because that has everything to do with tantric sex.
Right, that being MySpace, being a right-wing conspiracy.
A right-wing
that
conspiracy.
That would be MySpace.
Right.
No, absolutely.
We're talking about Murdoch here. We're talking about a murderer.
No, I hate MySpace more than probably anyone at this table.
So we're creating a new community of people that are interested in sex and the rest of life. And that's Bonobo Way. And certainly Tantra should be well represented on Bonobo Way.
We'll definitely join.
All right.
That's B-O-N-O-B-O
W-A-Y.
W-A-Y.
Ciao.
Bonobo Way.
Peace and pleasure.
Bye.
Good night.
Take care.
Thank you.
Best to
peace.
You. Peace. Okay, so.
Okay, we have a client on the phone.
A client?
Yes, we're not going to tell his name.
Okay.
But here he is.
Hello?
David? Hello, David.
Thought we weren't going to go with names.
Are you there?
Hey, wait.
Hello? Hello. Hi, David.
Way to be sneaky.
David, you have been supporting this institute for many years.
Hello?
And we really love you and appreciate you.
David?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Radio Suzy One.
And once again, David, we want to thank you for supporting us and the Institute.
Can you hear me?
Not really, no.
Okay, we're going to try and pump it up for you a little bit. Hold on a second. I'm all the way up here, Susie.
Okay, David, can you hear me now?
Barely.
Barely.
David.
Put the phone up to your ear.
Let's break on through here, David. Come on.
Sister Terry, can you hear her?
Hello, David. Can you hear me?
We have a little bit of a sound problem. So, what shall we do? We have some other callers on the line. Whoa.
Hello.
That is some feedback from hell.
Whoa. Feedback.
I'm losing.
Should I try calling back?
Yes, why don't you...
Okay, David, we can hear you loud and clear.
What?
But you can't hear us?
Not really, no.
Okay, so you have to put the phone right up next to your ear because our technology is very basic. Okay? So we know who you are. We love you. You know we love you, right? You've been supporting this institute for years.
David, can you hear?
I can hear you a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm trying.
Okay, anyway, you're on the radio show. What did you want to talk about?
Well, you know what I have for you.
No, I have no absolute idea, since you've never been on the radio show, what you have for me.
I've got something nice and big for you.
Is that right, David?
Yes.
Okay, so you just want to just kind of jerk off on the air, is that it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it is masturbation month. Right. You know what? It's masturbation month.
That is his right.
His right, of course.
God given.
Right. God given. And if God had intended us not to masturbate,
He would have made our hands and arms shorter.
Our arms shorter. Our hands.
Like T-Rex. T-Rex must have been just pissed, right?
T-Rex. You know, T-Rex was pissed.
Yeah, he was pissed. It's because he couldn't masturbate.
No, he had to rub up against things. Ugh.
No wonder he was so evil and carnivorous, completely, you know, obsessively carnivorous.
Yeah.
God given right with a rod of power.
For that matter, dogs have to rub up against things. They can't, reach down and, I mean,
they can lick.
Sort of.
Yeah, they can lick. We can't even do that.
No, well, some people can.
Oh, wait a minute.
I
licked all night last
Susie,
night.
No, whoa. Yeah,
my tongue
can
still
guys,
feels
can
what you're talking
some
about.
Guys suck their own dicks?
Absolutely.
That's,
yes.
Oh, I was just wondering forever if it was really possible.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised with your great knowledge of the internet that you haven't come across that.
I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Completely possible, actually, just not desirable to some of us.
That, it's not desirable to everyone, no. In fact, some guys are a little shy about the fact that they can do it.
I can do it, but I'm not into it.
There you go. There was the confession. He can do it, but he's not into it.
Yeah, because I like the females. So I'm on the other side of the spectrum, but that's cool. Each to their own.
I mean, that's fine. I've heard a lot of men say, I would never do that. If I could lick my own pussy, you'd never see me.
That's
crawl
the truth.
Into yourself.
Hey,
right?
Well,
like, if I could do that, I would. And I've heard a lot of guys say, yeah, dude, if I could suck my own dick, for sure. A lot of super straight, hetero males like,
I
admit it. I would suck my own dick all day.
I'm happy that I haven't had to make that decision.
You know what?
I haven't had to make it, but I'm pretty sure I've got my mind made up.
Look, there's a natural double standard. We all know that. So that's great. I'm all for it.
All right, so David?
Yes.
You can't do that, or can you?
What?
Can you give yourself head?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh.
Okay, well.
Me either.
All you got to do is work on these stretching exercises.
So,
it's easy.
So you have to use your hands.
Yeah.
It's probably better off.
I'd rather have you use your mouth.
You would, wouldn't you? I bet you would.
Who wouldn't?
But then that's not masturbation.
Now you're talking to my wife now.
Be careful. Tread lightly, my son.
You're doing good, David.
You're doing good. You got it going on.
Yeah.
You
supported us for a long time, so stroke it.
What does your girlfriend there look like?
Well, let's see. My girlfriend has long red hair.
She's hot.
And she's very pretty.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. She's got...
And we got a lot of hot
beautiful
girls here, you know what I'm saying? We're
rosy
stroking
red
it,
lips.
Baby. It's hot, it's hot. It's
but
hot.
What's more appealing is her erogenous zone, the real one, her brain.
Nipple.
That's
ooh.
What's more appealing.
That's
oh. What? Why are you saying that?
I'm trying to accentuate. She's got it all is what I'm trying to say, brother.
Yeah, she does. But we can hear that. But I'm saying she's got a hot body.
What?
It's got me going.
You know, I kind of do.
yeah, you kind of do.
Kind of, but she got a hot. She got a hot pussy. Great tits.
Well, I don't know about that.
What would you know about
I mean,
that?
We don't know about her pussy.
What do you know about that?
That?
I mean,
no,
fantastic, but you wouldn't know that.
Her profile is strong, beautiful, and brazen. That's all you need to know.
I'm a fiery redhead with a lot to say.
And David, did you join Bonobo
Way
yet?
What did you want or handle?
Are you going to join Bonobo Way, David?
I'm sorry.
Come talk to me on Bonobo Way, David.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Bonobo Way.
Way?
It's B-O-N...
I can't really hear you at all.
No.
B-O-N-O-B-O-W-A-Y.
Okay.
.com.
Right.
That's our new community site.
Uh-huh.
And that's where
and that's,
you can hook up
that's
with...
That's for perverts like
hot
you.
Bonobos. And girls.
And David...
Hot girls.
If you mind me saying, if you're going to communicate with Terry... Please bring your A game. I have
I don't know. I don't know if anyone could really handle my A game.
And David, anytime you call, you call David, all of our troops are on alert because you're one of our.
I can't really hear you.
Okay.
I know. So we're gonna let you go, and we'll talk to you some other time.
Join Bonobo Way. Come talk to me.
Join Bonobo Way.
The Lizard Queen.
We
find
will
me.
Talk to you. Happy Masturbation Month.
Okay.
And come
big
out
kiss.
To LA. Come to
big
speak
kiss.
To you, David.
Yeah, please.
Big kiss. Bye-bye.
Hope to meet you, man.
Okay, so we have some other callers on the line, and also I would like to invite our
Skypers.
Listeners. Skypers, what are you, in diapers? Put yourself into waiting and talk to us and tell us that you're adults, because we only want to talk to adults, because we're talking about adult subjects here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, Radio Susie 1 on the World Wide Web. I'm here with Brother Michael, Sister Terry, Brother Dave at the controls. And we're talking about sex, love, life, and death. Do we have any callers we want to talk to,
not
or should
right
we talk
now.
About the D.C. madam?
Let's talk about her.
Let's
because,
talk about her.
Yeah, because she was murdered.
Okay, so let me just... I have a little poem.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I have a little poem.
Quiet on the set.
Okay, it's very short. Ding dong, the D.C. madam is dead. Hung from the rafters of her mother's shed. Hide under your covers, ye Dicks and ye Johns, ye senators and prosecutors, ye media cons. There's blood on your hands, though you pretend to be clean. You'll always be haunted by the ghost of Deborah Jean.
Wow.
The D.C. madam wasn't sentenced to death by hanging, but she might as well have been. She was hounded to death. And she hung herself in the shed next to her mother's little trailer in Florida. Of course, foul play is always within the realm of possibility because all the Dicks and the Johns that she serviced, including apparently Vice President Cheney, we know his first name, covered their guilty dickheads and looked the other way as prosecutors and judges vilified, harassed, ridiculed, and condemned her, turning her into a red meat sacrifice for the sadistic entertainment of the religious right in the Coliseum of the American media. These Dicks and Johns and political shitheads, including at least a couple of war criminals, certainly were capable of having such an inconvenient woman killed, even if they didn't actually do it in this case. You know, they probably didn't. It's the year of the hangings, Saddam in January, Madam in May. She was hung like the witches of Salem were hung. Some of those witches may have been hookers or just lustful women who tempted the eyes of men away from God. Her mother found her corpse on the 1st of May, Beltane Day, one of the four high Sabbaths of the traditional witch's calendar. And it does seem to have been a suicide. There's the evidence. She wrote handwritten farewell notes, and she told many people that she'd rather die than go to prison. She'd been there. So there were no further police investigations into the life and death of the D.C. madam or her famous and infamous clients. Case closed. Whew. You can hear the sighs of relief echoing through the beltway halls of power and sanctimony and in the joyless bedrooms of the Potomac as the guilty cringe under their covers with their families and their homilies and their attorneys. Ooh, you can also hear another sound, the haunting moans of the ghost of Deborah Jean, spectral white with death black hair and a blood-red mouth, condemning all her condemners as accomplices to her execution. First, there were her Johns and the rumored Johns, Harlan, Mr. Shock and Awe, Ullman, former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State, Randall, pizza lover, Tobias, Louisiana Senator David the Sinner Vetter, and Dick the Prick Cheney, among others whose names we may never know, but who know who they are. You know who you are, and may your silence in the face of her suffering for your sins shame you for the rest of your lives. Then there were her prosecutors, led by the good Christian witch hunters, Assistant U.S. Attorneys Daniel Butler and Catherine Connolly, following in the footsteps of Ken Starr and Tomas de Torquemada. You fingered and bullied Palfrey's former escorts into testifying against her, forcing them to expose their most private moments, making them answer questions like, "What if you were menstruating?" Butler and Connolly succeeded in ruining at least a couple of women's careers in the process, including a United States Navy officer, but never touching the senator or the VEEP, whose numbers were found so conspicuously on the D.C. madam's list. No doubt, Butler and Connolly, you had an easy target in Palfrey, didn't you? She naively assumed that if she never spelled out sex when she arranged for her clients to meet with her subcontractors, even having the ladies sign contracts saying they weren't having sex with her clients, she naively thought that she wasn't breaking any laws. But the jury convicted Ms. Palfrey not of prostitution, but of racketeering and money laundering, forcing her to face up to 55 years in prison. They did this despite, or maybe because of, the sickening sexism of Counselor Butler's closing arguments. I mean, when a man agrees to pay $250 for 90 minutes with a woman, what do most men expect in that time, in that context? It's pretty clear. Most men want sex. Oh, yeah. Aren't you clever, Mr. Butler? You too, Miss Connolly. You wasted the taxpayers' money on a small-time broker of the exchange of cash for pleasure between consenting adults, and you actually drove an innocent woman to kill herself.
You're an accomplice.
Take pride in your cleverness as the image of her dead body hanging from the rafters swings through your conscience for the rest of your life. Your only salvation is resignation.
You killed her.
But of course, these good Christian witch hunters will not resign. They'll get promoted. The D.C. madam's guiltless corpse, just another rung to step on as they climb the great American ladder to success. You know, I wrote a few words in her defense and against her hypocritical clients, but I didn't write that much, and I feel badly. I didn't do more for her. I do. I feel bad.
You did it right, yeah. Susie Q. God bless you. Yeah.
I did some satirical blogs, you know, satirizing. I called it Hookergate, you know.
You stood up.
I stood up a little bit.
Satire is, don't underestimate satire.
But, you know.
They killed her. You were
an
accomplice to the killing, to the hanging.
She sacrificed herself.
That's deep. I didn't
know. To escape the horrors of prison, you know.
Yeah.
And I also think, maybe I'm just extrapolating here, but I think to make a point, to turn what most of us in the media, both the mainstream and the blogosphere, treated as a farce, and I treated it as a farce. I called it Hookergate. you know. And it was. It was a farce. And she turned that farce into a tragedy. And you may believe that suicide is the wrong way out. And I do. I do. I totally think she was wrong to do that. But there is no doubt that she paid the ultimate price. And there is no doubt that she is a martyr.
And there is no doubt that you're prosecuting us, persecuting us. But you know, we're way more powerful. And we will stand up for her. And we will stand up for all women. We will stand up for the professions of greatness.
And I don't believe in that kind of martyrdom. I don't. I don't believe in it. I don't want to encourage it.
No.
I don't believe in it, but I'm touched by it.
It doesn't make it any less beautiful in its own way.
It's like, I don't think people should do what Jim did either.
No.
But I'm touched by it.
It's beautiful, like
and
every moment of every minute of life is beautiful.
And that's why I wanted to talk about her after Jim, but, you know, we got side to
yeah,
side.
And I would like to see
But
something.
Her sacrifice is just as powerful as that of a revolutionary who dies defending her cause. And, you know...
Exactly what she did.
That's what she did. And because of what she did, and she did something, she got revenge. Because I know her tormentors are fucked up assholes and dicks, but they are human beings like me.
Like all of us.
And they will never forget her face.
But you killed her. You killed her. You're
so
a
she
murderer.
She punished them.
She did.
She punished them.
Because if they just sent her to jail, they would have, you know.
They would have won.
She got the last word.
She won.
The last fucking word.
And
she did.
That's the bottom
she did.
Line.
So, you know, I wouldn't want to do it. I would be chicken. I wouldn't do
I wouldn't
it. And I don't recommend
to.
It, but.
I mean, it's not the way I profess either. Having, you know, tried to get out that way once or twice myself, it's not the way that I would ever, ever recommend, but in its own way, it is beautiful and a sacrifice.
Yeah, it's brutally
it's
American. You got to give it up.
And,
brutally
you know,
American.
It's the timing. It's the timing.
Yeah.
She did it for herself. She didn't want to go back to jail. She that was a hard. She'd been there. It was painful.
Well, and that's
I
another,
didn't want to suffer like that.
And that's another parallel to Jim. So let's give it up. To give her American prayer on that note.
And she took care of her mother with the money that she made from that prostitution ring
fucking,
or whatever. You know.
In a fucking trailer. And you people, you fucking fascist government assholes, for $60,000 you go out and kill someone. You accessory to the murder.
She made, I think, $2 million in like a few years.
Years.
She was small time. But,
small time.
But she, you know, she was a fairly good businesswoman. She could support her mother.
Yeah.
You know, she could do
bought
a few things.
Bought her a trailer.
She had a house out here in Southern California.
My
so,
God.
You know, and they took it all away from her. They smacked her
and
around
they murdered
through the,
her.
They through
murdered
the media.
Her.
They didn't do a thing
her.
to those Johns.
Right.
Not that I think the Johns should be punished.
None of them should be punished.
Of course
not. They drive the economy. But there's some semblance of her virtue that needs to be kept in the regard you've mentioned.
And,
so keep going.
And please. Then, again, even though she didn't make this statement by any means, she wasn't that kind of writer. You know, she just wrote personal notes to her mother and sister. But I believe that she died to make a point.
Yeah, she didn't.
I think
she
there
didn't.
Was a political point there that she was going to say, "You're not going to take me alive. You're not going
to
take me alive, and you're gonna have to live with my death, you fuckers."
Someone that suicide. To me would be something that would have not just one powerful motivator behind it, but many. It's such a grand final act. It is the last act. This will be your final act.
Well,
the way she chose to do it, you can tell, is you hung me. This you are the ones responsible, you fucking witch hunters.
Oh, yeah.
It could have easily been
on
killed.
Beltane Day.
And on Beltane.
But what were
on Beltane.
What were the other factors? This is a good point you mentioned, Terry. What were the other multiple factors?
Well, to avoid going to prison, she'd already said. And I actually just read that in, you know, part of her suicide note, where'd it go, that she was worried... That she said she feared that at serving her sentence she would be, in my late 50s, a broken, penniless, and very much a lone woman.
Yeah, you know, and that's like the witch.
Yeah,
you know,
the witch.
That's sad.
And
she didn't want to be that, you know, there's that personal end of it.
Can
you
I
know?
Interject? And
yeah, go ahead.
Can
interject.
I say what I feel about her? I'm going to turn your microphones down.
Hey, I don't even get to do that. What is that?
These are deeply sick people that prosecuted her. We are the new revolution. We are the healers of the world. You kill this woman. If you were in any other country, perhaps, you might be prosecuted for killing this woman. You were a part of it. You're like a child molester in Austria, and you kill people. And the killing has to stop. You prosecuted a beautiful woman that has been healing people, bought a trailer for her mother, the American dream, okay? And you killed her. You participated in her murder. You participated in defaming her. You participated in stalking her. You stalked her. Okay, that's what you did. And stalking in this country is against the law. And you stalked her. You defamed her. And then you killed her. And you must forever be responsible for that killing. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, and she made that point. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's. I mean, they didn't mean to kill her. I'm sure they didn't. You know, I'm sure they didn't. They're going, whoa, wait.
They meant to lock her up. They meant to prosecute her.
They meant to prosecute her, vilify her. But I'm sure they were a little like, oh, she killed herself. Mm.
I'd like to look at the prosecutor's record and see what hookers he's going to in Washington.
You know what the haunting residue is going to be for the other side, is it? That she had a keen sense of bequeath value that none of these motherfuckers would ever understand, right. And that's going to hurt them down the long run, trust me.
Well, I think they are going to be hurt by this. I think they're cursed by this. I think she did a little witch's hex, a curse upon her persecutors.
Well said. It might be more than bequeath value. It might be a few
they
things.
They killed her. They killed her in cold blood.
Oh, that's right.
And they will not be punished in the obvious way, but they will be punished.
You will be punished personally because you killed a woman.
If there's anything I've learned is that karma works.
Yeah.
You don't need to take it into our hands.
Yeah,
the universe will take care of this. The universe knows what's best and will take care of it.
If only in
that's
your
right.
psyches.
Day in and day
that's
out.
That's the most dangerous part.
For your lips to God's ears, that's the truth.
Now
when you look back on the pictures of her, it's like you see herself almost getting ready for death with the black, dark hair and the white skin and the red lips. She was
Murdered
by
government agencies that should stay out of our private lives.
And the way they mounted their case was not to bring Senator Vitter on the stand. Not to bring Dick Cheney on the stand. Right. Not to bring even the guy that confessed, the assistant secretary of state to Biden. They didn't bring him on the stand.
Right.
He'd already said he took the hookers in like pizza. He ordered them like pizza.
Right, like pizza.
Right. So they didn't put them on the stand.
Right.
They put on the stand the women that worked for her.
Right.
And these women were obviously doing this privately, so they exposed all these women.
They gave them something else. They gave them immunity. They said, I'm a cop.
You won't go to jail.
You're not going to go to
jail if you testify. So they had
shame
to testify.
Shame.
They beat them with that club.
Shame.
They
shame.
Beat them.
Shame on you.
Of course. Why else would these women testify? Yeah. One of them was a U.S. Navy lieutenant commander. Of course, she's on leave now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, I don't know what they're going to do with her. You know, she's in trouble.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do with the prosecutors. Let me tell you what I'd like to do with you. I'd like to take you into the county, into the town square.
We're going to get graphic.
No. I'd like to take you into the town
square.
I'm not going to kill you by injection. I'm going to hang you like Saddam. You killed the woman. Do you understand what you did?
Better than going over the dumpster, though, I'll tell you.
And that's what you did. And that's what you're going to pay for the rest of your life.
Make it happen.
Yeah. Sorry, folks. That's the way it is.
And we're way over an hour.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. Yes, we are. And so we're going to close up the show. We've had a good time. We've talked about all kinds of subjects, all of which are kind of related to sex in some manner. Tantra, of course, is very much related to sex. Breathing.
Jim Morrison is always
Jim
very related
Morrison.
To sex.
Yes, Jim Morrison is all about sex. And we talked about the DC Madam and her untimely death. But it was kind of timely. And it has hit us in the heart.
And unlike the Catholic Church, we're not going to wait 100 years to bring her into the Hall of Fame at Bonobo Way.
Right. We're making her a saint.
She got all three criteria in one swoop there, I think, at least on tonight's conversation. But last thing
is that how long you have to wait 100 years?
About, yeah.
And you have to, meet
to become a
to
saint.
To become a saint. We're going to make her a saint.
And you have to meet the three criteria. But
we're Jewish, so we make saints instantly.
Right.
Saint Susie is the one I look to every day.
Yeah, but I think you have to be dead to be the saint, okay?
Yeah, you got to be dead. She's
dead. When I die, I expect you to make me a saint immediately. No waiting.
Saint Susie.
You heard
no waiting at all. I got Kyle from Ohio in waiting.
Let's start the call. Kyle from Ohio.
Why don't you say hello before we go?
You have to be dead. Not that I want that to happen, and I think the focus should be alive, but it's one I look forward to either here in the afterlife.
Kyle.
I'm sure it will happen. That's
hello,
what I
Kyle.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Good. How you doing?
Cool. I heard you wanted to say that friggin'... I lost my train of thought.
Oh, just slow down and catch the train.
Catch the train. Take a
here comes another train. A whole another train comes
out
down
of my brain on
the rail.
Put on my brain on a train.
Where are you calling from, Kyle? Where are you calling from?
He was saying something. Okay, go ahead.
Always total irony of the show. It's
the irony.
Yeah, it's a show about sex, but I only listen to it when I'm not having sex.
Right. Of course. It's kind of hard to have sex while you're listening to the show. Well, you could masturbate, though. But we're not really a masturbatory show.
It's a good warm-up, though, brother.
We are sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I was just...
I don't know if tonight was a masturbatory night.
I heard you guys
night.
Are closing up the show, so I thought I'd say you guys are doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
Thank you.
I'll we appreciate
back
it.
Again.
Thank you, Kyle. Kyle, you're just a baby. You're 19 years old.
Yeah.
You just made it.
You just made it. We wouldn't talk to you if you were like 2 years younger.
Yeah.
Actually, we
still
would.
Still live with my parents.
Well, you still live with your parents. That's okay. Some people are 40 and still live with their parents. So.
I live with my mommy, Dr. Block.
So you live with your parents. Are you a student? Or do you work?
No, actually, I am a part-time pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
So you bring hookers to people, like pizza.
Yeah, like pizza. It was the former assistant secretary of state said ordering a hooker was like ordering pizza.
Tell the truth, Kyle.
Come
on, you're on radio.
Extra anchovies.
Extra anchovies. Those are the very spicy.
That's
the Latina
said,
girls.
Yeah.
Extra anchovies is code. Probably the whole thing. They had a little code. So yeah, I'm sure they did.
I give that.
The world of sex for something. People are always exchanging sex for something. I mean, sometimes it's sex for sex. It's true. I mean, there is that, but. Often people have sex for a reason other than just the sex, even if it's with your spouse because you want to make up from a fight or because you want to get them to be nicer to you or because...
Hey, listen, if you ever had sex with any of the people you deliver the pizza to...
Yeah, have you ever had pizza man sex? Yeah.
I don't deliver the pizza. I'm a manager over there.
Too bad.
That's
because
too
the
bad.
Delivery is where you get to have the sex.
Good job, park and rear.
I don't know though. I don't know because there's a couple times in the walk-in cooler. A couple of toys.
Oh yeah.
Those are some good times.
Yeah, the walk-in cooler.
Kyle,
okay.
Keep it coming. What happened there?
What happened in the walk-in cooler?
Well, this chick we just hired like 2 months ago.
Oh yeah.
I was doing the inventory.
What?
I was doing the inventory and we were closing up. We had like three people left. We had two drivers out on runs and she was an insider, so she came back there and things took place.
What happened?
Things
there?
Took place.
He stripped her.
Did you have full on sex or just oral sex or?
It was more of a quickie, quote unquote.
A quickie, but like intercourse quickie?
Yeah, bend over.
Yeah.
Bend over quickie. Exactly. Mm. Wow, over in the freezer. Nice.
Anything exceptional?
A lot of heat in the freezer.
Yeah.
So does she still work there?
No.
No, she doesn't work there anymore.
Of course not.
She got fired.
Naturally.
Not by me.
Did you only do it the one time, or more than once in the freezer?
Once with her and once with another chick.
Oh, another chick. You're the freezer boy.
Freezer boy.
Repeat performance.
Wow. And what was the other chick?
All I want to know, there's no sperm on my pizza, right?
Right. Gosh. No, sperm didn't go in the pizza, right?
You did a Nikki thing, casino.
Yeah.
No, all right. No sperm on the pizza, just the dough.
Good one, Kyle.
Nice.
Okay. Hey, Kyle.
Thanks.
Maybe we'll be back on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Monday. We're going to start over.
We're going to start doing the
show
again.
We've been very busy. We've been doing a lot of stuff
and we're continuing to do a lot of stuff.
So forth.
Yes.
But we'll be back
shortly. Join Bonobo Way, Kyle.
Join
Bonobo Way.
There's food in the back.
And then you can communicate with us, okay? There's food in the back, and I'm starving.
Listen to your doctor, Suzy Q.
So hungry.
Can you write that down? BONOBOWAY.com.
Oh, I've been at that site for the past, 45 minutes.
Really?
Really?
Skype cast for, an hour and a half, or an hour and 10 minutes.
That's right, Kyle. You were sending messages. Hi, Kyle, from Ohio.
Okay.
I'm from Ohio.
Ooh, look out. You got a real babe from Ohio.
I'm from Cleveland.
That's right. You're from Ohio.
I'm from Ohio.
Hello, Cleveland.
She's an older woman.
I'm from Columbus, but I go up to Cleveland a lot. I'm actually heading up there in a couple months for a Radiohead concert.
Nice, dude.
I also know about Columbus. I'm Italian.
Yeah, I was there last year for my buddy's wedding.
He was a criminal.
Speaking of criminals, I stayed at the Blackwell Inn, right over there by Ohio Stadium in Columbus. The guy that put the business school together there at Ohio State. He's doing 5 years for insider training here.
Nice.
But, he built the thing right by Woody Hayes Drive, man. It was such a cool scene there. I was there last year for one of my best friends, Emil's wedding, Captain Chaos, who has been to Susan Blocks.
Captain Chaos.
Yeah, actually, he befriended LaVon on that note. But anyway, I don't want to bring that up. That right. Remember Chris Jones?
We got to
wrap ourselves up.
I'm sorry.
And take ourselves to the commissary.
You mentioned Columbus. So.
Yeah. No, Ohio is an ongoing theme here at the Dr. Susan Block.
We're hungry.
I am proudly from Cleveland, and you can hear it in the accent.
Ohio is...
Hello, Cleveland!
It keeps coming back.
By the way, Ohio was the capital of pornography by one of the great, great pornographers. What's his name? I always
John
forget.
Holmes.
Sturman?
Sturman. Sturman was...
Norman Sturman. Was it Reuben Sturman?
Reuben Sturman.
Okay, but we're supposed to be ending the show.
Oh, yeah.
And now suddenly you have a thought.
Also,
that you would like. Yeah, when the engineer has a thought, he can go on. The engineer is the dictator here.
Okay. We're out of here.
We're going to go on Bonobo Way.
Bonobo Player's sexiest album covers of all time, hands down.
Of all time. Like
yeah, baby.
We're going to just switch to the tape. Actually, somebody's going down on somebody there. So in the meantime, be good, be happy. Join Bonobo Way. Follow the Bonobo Way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love. You have one thing to say. No.
Quick.
You're interrupting my ending.
It's actually from a county called Licking County.
licking.
That is where the license plate that is on my wall is from, my friend.
Wow. Okay, okay. Licking County. We're going to end with Licking County. I'm going to move you down, Kyle, because I don't trust you. You could talk and ruin my ending. But thank you so much for joining us anyway and telling us we're awesome, and we'll see you on Bonobo Way.
Kyle, you ought to get her number,
Okay.
Let's sign off.
So where was I? Make love, not war. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight. And it is Masturbation Month, so... Hey,
masturbate.
It's okay if that someone is you.
Susie?
We're done.
So if I give if you give me a body, I'll give you my brain. It's a fair exchange.
Los Angeles, California.
Like they have on
from
my
the smart district. From our house to your house, thank you for having us. And the revolution is always on, and the revolution is in our hearts. It's in the mirror when we look in the morning and we go, what are we doing here? The revolution is about us. It's a revolution about a global event that's going on. From our house to your house, thank you for having us. And we're going to play...